Hey, buddy, welcome back to another episode of Let's Go Pokemon Podcast. I just remember, I don't know where I put my water bottle at.
Rip.
But anyway, this show must go on.
Yeah, we're here, we're live, we're back.
And Jason, well,
I'm back. I don't know what Brandon said on last week's episode, but whatever he said, it was all a lie.
I think I said that you were just tired.
Oh, okay. Okay, never mind. What he said is true.
Okay, actually, hold on.
Oh, no.
Hey, two things. Well, A, we need your Scarlet and Violet update. Or was it... it was Scarlet and Violet update,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay. So I did play a little bit of Scarlet and Violet in between some Galactic Conquest on Battlefront 2. I'm at to the part where after the...
Why are you playing
the...
Battlefront 2?
On my Switch?
No, I said why.
Because why not?
Did it just come out on the Switch?
Yeah, the Classic Collector's Edition, which I know it had a rocky launch because the... developers like, oh, we weren't expecting this many people to get on the game. I was like, you guys underestimated these people.
Wasn't that so basically the same as Helldivers?
Yeah, to an extent.
Okay,
but the thing was, they didn't have enough servers. They only had like 3 servers.
Okay, but anyway, continue.
I got to the part where you go to the to the festival, and then you interacted with
Kitakami.
Yeah, with Kitakami and. I'm there. Oh, well, that's about as far as I got. Cause the other day, I did. Oh, this was like a couple weeks ago, actually. I did play a little bit, but I was like kind of falling asleep. But that was on me. How I was laying down in bed.
No, yeah. I'm not gonna lie. As I've gotten older, I realize if I'm in a certain position, that's just a comfy position to fall asleep in.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's it.
Yeah, that's about it, really. I know it's not much, but
wait,
it's honestly.
So you beat the Elite Four. You also beat the
I did the Ace tournament.
And you also beat you also went back and did the Treasure of Area Zero and beat the boss, right?
Oh, no. I just went straight to the DLC.
Oh, so you still haven't faced against the boss of the final Treasure of Area Zero. Like the... Do you care if it's maybe a spoiler?
Oh, are you talking about the...
AI battle with the AI professor.
Oh, yeah, no, I already beat all of that. Oh,
okay, how many times did it take you to do that?
Only one try.
2 times.
Well, everybody, we all know who the real Pokemon Master here on this podcast.
Wait, no, I know. I don't know if I don't know if it was on my Violet 2 times. I know on my Scarlet it took me 2 times.
Not bad, but yeah, no, that's about as far as I got on the DLC. But I did get the interaction with the school director say, hey, you can go over here now, but you know, finish what you're doing right now. I was like, okay.
I mean, you can now go back and forth at any point and do it as your leisure.
Yeah, but I think I'm going to finish Teal Masks first and then start Blueberry Academy.
Well, no, the Blueberry Academy... Well, see, the Teal Mask, you can go to Teal Mask and do the main story. At any point, you can swap back and forth, I think.
Yeah.
The Blueberry Academy, you have to finish the Teal Mask and the main story.
Now, check out this Mankey I caught from Special Research.
Not bad. But anyway, now that we got that out of the way of Jay's Scarlet and Violet update, yep. Hooray!
Some progress has been made after, Shiny.
A God's Age. Fortnite.
Yeah.
Actually, honestly, I think it may have been a Fortnite, but anyway, let's get back to the Go news, because we got not that much, but one big news to go. I don't know if you've actually seen it on Instagram or Twitter yet.
I might have.
Or TikTok. But anyway... Our next Spotlight Hour is going to be Caterpie, Weedle, and Wampoo, who all can be shiny with the bonus of times 2, catch Stardust. And our next raid Hour is going to be Tapu Bulu, who can be shiny.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, but of course, like all the other Tapus coming back, it's going to know Nature's Madness. Alright, Jay, what's our next event that's going to happen? I forgot to put the dates on it, so let me look that up, because I think it's going to be starting this Friday, I think. So, as the time of this coming out for everybody... Let's see. Yeah, it's going to be from this Friday to... Yeah, this Friday, April 12th to April 17th. What's our next event?
Our next event is going to be the Bug Out event. And our event bonuses are going to be the following. Double XP for catching with nice or better throws. Increased candy for nice throws or better. Increased XL candy for nice and better throws for trainers level 31 and up. And an increased chance to encounter Shiny Combi and Shiny Burmy. Ooh, nice. Our wild encounters for the event are going to be the following.
Can I make a quick little note about that?
Sure.
Okay, so for the... Okay, quick note, you guys. Female Combis evolve which have the red diamond on the bottom head, right? Yeah. Both male and female Boromirs evolve, but depending on the gender, they evolve to one of two different Pokemon. Mm-hmm. It's like, I think the male is the moth-looking one, then the female is just kind of like a bigger Boromir, basically.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make that known in case anybody catches a hopefully you guys catch a shiny female Combee, because I feel like most people want to evolve it. Actually, Jake, can we cut for a second?
Sure, go ahead.
Sweet. And we are back from our HMO1. Huh? Huh?
Yes.
Anyway, Jake, continue.
If you know, you know.
Oh, God, you're right.
Yeah.
There may be some people that that won't know, because, like, let's see.
You guys weren't there for that.
It was Gen 6 was the last time, I think?
I thought they cut that out completely from Gen 6. Because I know, I think on...
Oh, I actually have to look that up, but continue, I actually look that up.
Okay, so back to what I was saying. For our wild encounters for the event, we're going to be having the following. Caterpie, Weedle, Shuckle, Wurmple, Kricketot, Combee, Dwebble, Huakumi Shiny, and we're also going to be encountering Swaddle. And if you're lucky, you can encounter either Nincada or Cutiefly, who both can be shiny. Our raid pool for the bug out event is going to be the following. And our one stars is going to be featuring Pineco, Shuckle, Nincada, and Scorpy, who all can be shiny. Beedrill, Pinsir, and Cleavor, who all can be shiny. Five stars, we're going to have Tapu Bulu, who can be shiny. And for our megas, we have Charizard X until April 13th at 10 a.m. local time, I'm assuming. And Heracross is going to be taking its place after the 13th. For our field research task encounters, we have Paris, Venonat, Plant, Sand, and Trash, Cloak, Burmy, Carablast, Shelmet, Dewpitter, and Wimpod, who all can be shiny. You can also get Mega Energy for Beedrill, Pinsir, and Scizor. Nice. I need some Mega Energy for Pinsir.
Okay, Jay, want me to inform you?
Yeah, go ahead. Inform
okay,
the audience.
Okay, so HMs were in Gen 6, but in X and Y, they're reduced to 5 only. And that is Cut, Fly, Surf, Strength, and Waterfall. But in Alpha and Omega, it was brought up to 7. And they were completely gone in Generation 6. So Generation 7, Sun and Moon Arrow, they were completely gone.
Yeah.
So they were in Gen 6. It's just, it wasn't that many. It was only like 5 instead of the usual 8.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
Well, the more you know, or the more you remember. And there's also going to be a collection challenge that will reward you with Mega Energy for a certain Bug-type Pokemon. And we're also going to be having new Avatar items in the in-game store, and they're going to be Beniri... Burmy. Burmy earrings for Plant, Sand, and Trash Cloak Burmies. Male and female Combee bags. There's also going to be showcases for the event-themed Pokemon. Ooh, I like this, I like this. We're gonna be having Mega Heracross Raid Day from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. local time, and that's going to be on... Let's see, hold on. Before I get to that, our event bonuses are going to be the following. Remote raid passes, limit increase to 20 from April 12th at 5 p.m. to April 13th, 8 p.m. PDT.
Oh, my bad. I forgot to put that time on. Hold on, let me pull it up real fast.
You're good. You can also get up to 5 additional raid passes from gyms. There's also an increased chance to get shiny Heracross from the Mega Raids.
Okay, so let me see. Bum, bum, bum. So what do I need to fill in that I forgot to put in, Jay?
The date for Heracross Raid Day.
Oh, you're not going to like this. Mega Heracross Raid Day is going to be Saturday, April 13th from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. your local time.
That's pretty close by.
Yeah, I know, but you got that thing. Well, we have that thing going on now.
Oh, yeah.
On Saturday, so I don't know how long you'll be able to do it. But I think you can maybe do some remotes, depending on if you have any coins for it or whatnot.
Yeah, I think I might do some remotes.
But did you ever get the event? Did you go over the event exclusive ticket? Or no?
Not yet.
Okay, what do I need to go over now?
I left off on Shiny Heracross from Mega Raids.
Okay, Shiny Heracross from Mega Raids. Hold on, I'm trying to find that real fast. Okay, there it is. Okay. Once two or more trainers successfully complete an in-person raid, more Pokemon will appear around the gym hosting that the raid for 15 minutes. That's a nice little incentive for doing in-person raids. There's going to be a web store deal that's going to cost you 5 USD or your local equivalent, which will include a bonus premium battle pass at no additional cost. There's an event exclusive ticket that's going to cost you 5 USD. It is, and with this, it's going to have the bonus of the following. There's 8 additional raid passes, increased chance to get real XO candies from raids, 50% more XP from raid battles, 2 times stardust from raid battles, and these bonuses will be in effect from April. And these bonuses will be in effect from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. your local time on Saturday, April 13th. Now, Jay, this is the big news that happened while you were gone.
Oh, I did see this.
Yep. Okay, so for those of you guys that haven't heard this yet,
I'm rubbing my hands together. Necrozma
is coming to Go with GoFest.
Nice.
Now, there's been some data leaks talking about Fusion. For those of you in the audience that didn't play Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon, or my co-host Jay that hasn't played Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon yet,
let's go.
That may not know anything about this. So Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon, when let's see, I can't spell Necrozma at all. Let's see, Cosmog.
Cosmog, yeah.
Okay, let me just go to from Cosmog. I go to Legendaries because it's technically part of that trio. I'm on Bulbapedia right now. God bless you, Bulbapedia. So let's see. Necrozma is part of the Light Trio. It was originally introduced in Sun and Moon. It was introduced in Sun and Moon, but it became more of a big figure in Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon because they gained access to the Duskmane Necrozma form, which is a fusion of it and Solgaleo using the N Solanizer or the Dawn Wing Necrozma with combining it with Lunala using the N Lunanizer. And also, it has its own Ultra form. These were introduced in Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon as a combination with a Duskmane Necrozma being on Ultra Sun, Dawnwing Necrozma being in Ultra Moon.
Nice.
And then it has its own Ultra form that is one of the hardest battles in Pokemon.
Even harder than the one in Legends Arceus?
I think it's considered one of the top five. I think people consider Ultra Necrozma as one of the top five hardest battles in Pokemon.
Well, it looks like I gotta finish
with the other ones being obviously Cynthia, the one you said. I don't know what some of the other ones are considered.
Wait, which one?
Arceus. Legends Arceus.
Yeah, Legends Arceus.
Yep. Actually, you know when they revealed that, Jay?
Yesterday?
No, they actually revealed it during the day of the eclipse.
Oh, by the way, the eclipse was amazing, even though it wasn't in the area for totality. But I was in the next town over.
I don't even know if our town was in totality. I think we were on the cusp of totality, but I don't know if we actually were in the path of totality.
Barely? Depending where you're at
in town?
Yeah.
Okay, wow, yeah.
Because my uncle said that when it was happening, everybody just bolted out of the restaurant and they stood outside. And he said that they were within the totality line.
Yeah, because
he said that this was his second eclipse that he experienced. He said the last one was that he saw was in 91.
Well, see, there was another one like back, I think, 2014, 2015, I think. Yeah. You'll take that area. But it was on the other side. It was instead of going this way, it was that way.
Yeah, and then...
But also, the range of totality was smaller because I think we weren't as close. So instead of we weren't close to it, basically, the distance between us and the sun and the moon and all that was greater than this one. This one, we were closer, so the range of totality was... Basically, the range of totality was smaller during that one. like a couple, like about 10, 12 years ago because of the distance. Mm-hmm. So it had a smaller totality radius.
Yeah.
This one had a greater totality radius.
Not bad. And then the next one will be for like for the next 20 years or so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, be ready for that, guys.
Yeah, but anyway, so maybe we can get... So maybe...
Are those the Chinese?
Yeah. I gotta say this. Just because it's been data mined, that diffusion, so obviously that's probably talking about Dawnwing and Duskmane. Oh my god, am I saying it right? Because I feel like I've said it so much. I'm just mixing. Yeah, Duskmane and Dawnwing doesn't mean we're going to get them automatically or during Go Fest. It could be another year or two before we get them.
That or maybe later down the year. Yeah. Kind of depends on what Niantic.
But it is nice to see that they do have them in the game file. So we can hope that we can get its fusions or its ultra form in this. I'm honestly surprised they're not going to go the way how we saw White and Black Kyurem for the Duskmane and Dawnwing forms.
Yeah.
Because I was expecting more of those two being like Black and White Kyurem. Like, you know, because they're fusions of two different Pokemon.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's actually kind of cool to see that we're getting those and all that. Mm-hmm. Nice job, Niantic, releasing on the day of the eclipse that information. Because, you know, I don't know if you know this, but it's Necrozma is like basically takes the light in the game.
Yeah.
It's like just absorbs the light and all that.
Not bad.
Yeah. So, but anyway, I'm honestly looking forward to this. I'm surprised because this is the first time to my recollection that the main Pokemon or the themed Pokemon for a GoFest is not a mythical. It's a legendary.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So I guess now I gotta put some effort in finishing my Pokemon Sun
game. Ultra Sun.
Sun and then play Ultra.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, still need to do that first.
Yeah. But, yeah, this honestly, I'm really looking forward to this. Nice surprise. It's going to be a cool Pokemon. If we have to fight its Ultra form, dear God Almighty.
Yeah, it'll be...
Or dear Arceus Almighty, I should say.
Should be a good one.
Yep. But anyway, honestly, I feel like GoFest is going to be more fun now with this.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it was ever going to not be fun because we always have a good time. We always try to make a good day out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go out to eat, enjoy the little joint town and all that.
Yeah.
Try not to die from the 100-degree weather that we're probably going to have.
Yeah, it'll be a doozy, but it wouldn't be the first time we're out dying in the sun.
Yep.
But, one last thing, too. Community Day for April is next Saturday, April 20th.
Yeah.
Featuring Bellsprout.
See, okay, I have mixed feelings about Bellsprout.
I just thought it, I was like, damn, okay, but then I was like, you know, a lot of people were saying, like, oh, somebody at Niantic did this for the memes.
Okay, because in game, if you invest, I feel like at least on the older games, if you invest TMs and HMs into its final evolution,
mm-hmm.
Oh my god, what's its final evolution called? I always forget what it's called.
Victory Bell,
it's a good mixed attack, or it's like a good special attack. If you put a lot of TMs and HMs in the main series games into it, it could be a decent one, especially in the earlier ones, like Gen 1, 2, 3, I think was pretty good back then, and VGC wise.
Yeah.
So, I don't exactly hate it, but it's not one of my favorite ones. Am I going to do it? Yes, because do I want to try to get at least one of each shiny? Yeah, because it's Bellsprout, Weeping Bell, and Victory Bell, which I feel like I always forget that all three of them are one evolution line. Because I don't know why. Because, like, you know, the other two, they don't have limbs.
Yeah.
Bellsprout has a limb, so it makes me forget that it's part of that evolution line.
No, I mean... Yeah, I wouldn't say limbs, but it's more like roots.
Yeah, but, you know, they act like limbs, basically.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, we've just been gushing about Necrozma for a little bit, talk about that now. Anything else, Jay? Because I can't think of anything else unless I repeat myself again.
No, I think that's about it.
Yep. Anyway, you guys, good luck shiny hunting this weekend. This bug out event seems like a nice, fun event. I'm going to... Hopefully, I could be able to do... Helicopter 3 or 2.
Yeah, I hope so too, because I...
But see, it's going to be in the raids after this too.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So you should be good to get your candy for it, because you have
Hundo Megacross. I mean, Heracross. Yep. But not Megacross.
You know, you guys, don't forget to follow us on Instagram. Let's go Pokemon Podcast, TikTok. Let's go Pokemon TikTok, YouTube. Let's go Pokemon Podcast, and anywhere podcasts are listened to. Anyway, you guys have a good one this weekend, and good luck shiny hunting.
We'll see you guys next week.